In Northwest News on KPLU, a Washington State Supreme Court order to increase school funding hasn't been a big sticking point in budget talks in Olympia. But Washington's top education official says lawmakers aren't calling for enough spending and enough change to how schools are funded. KPLU education reporter Kyle Stokes has more.
Democrats, Republicans, and Governor Inslee all called for $1.3 or $1.4 billion in new school funding in the next budget. They say that's enough to satisfy the court's McCleary mandate. Enter State Superintendent Randy Dorn. He says it'll take more, around $2 billion in new spending, plus a plan from the legislature to fix how local property taxes fund schools.
A lot of districts are using their local levies for paying salaries. And the court said, no, you can't do that. That's a state responsibility.
On that front, House Appropriations Chair Ross Hunter says lawmakers will begin floating ideas this week, but the Medina Democrat questions Dorn's claim the state needs to spend even more.
He assumes additions for lots and lots of additional staff that the legislature has not set as part of the definition of basic ed.
But Dorn insists the court says those staff are necessary and calls for class size reductions in all grades by 2021. Kyle Stokes, KPLU News.